Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. As BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this time to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across this beautiful country. I was welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Showing Your Mob? All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, nominations closing shortly for 2023 Queensland Reconciliation Awards. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Adam Frew, Yarra Yarns Project, Partnership Category Winner. And on the line we have Adam. Adam, very good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Adam?
Yeah, I'm in the cross-cultural unit at the Queensland Police here in Cairns. I run the Yarra Yarns Project.
And we have some good yarns on the Yarra Yarns Project, don't we?
We do. And a yarn from you too.
Exactly. The shy one. Here it is. Mate, we're talking about the nominations closing shortly for 2023 Queensland Reconciliation Awards. So just enlighten us about the awards and who can nominate.
Yep, so the state, Queensland State Reconciliation Awards happens every year, and you can nominate your project or initiative that supports reconciliation in Queensland. You can do that by jumping online at www.qld.gov.au/reconciliation. It doesn't matter how small your project or you know, if you've got a big team, whatever project that supports reconciliation, jump on, nominate. You can nominate yourself or nominate for someone, you know, to nominate someone else. And
Adam, these projects are like, well, they're bridge builders, aren't they, you know? And no matter how small, it's just making connection. And we're talking about reconciliation, aren't we?
100%.
And with that, we're talking all ages, doesn't matter what the project and who's running the project?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure if there is an age, sort of, you know, any age requirements, but if you just jump on that website, that gives you all the information you need. It gives you guidelines. It gives you, you know, ideas of how you can submit your application.
Yes.
You haven't got too much time to do it, Friday the 3rd of February, but, you know, get it rolling today and start applying.
Exactly. Put the pen to the paper and put the application in. Now, regarding Yarra Yarns, tell us about you guys being a winner of that category.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, last year, yeah, we were lucky enough to win the partnership category and also the overall premier award, which we're very honoured. Yeah, so like myself, I had no, when I put in the application, I had no idea what the outcome was going to be, and I was very surprised and very humbled.
Walking through a dark tunnel. What's around the corner?
That's right.
Exactly.
Just do it.
Yeah, and like you say, just do it. We say do it now. So with that, there's a an award. If you win the award, is it prizes that go with the award?
Yeah, there is a prize for each section. There's a prize and also the overall award winner. I'm not sure what the, so it was 10,000 for, it was 5,000 for the partnership and 5,000 for the overall category for us.
Okay.
Which 5,000 went, all 10,000 went over to the Yarrabah community to support projects over there.
Cool.
So there is that incentive as well, but not only that incentive, it gets your project out there. Gets more, you know, more promotion there, and yeah, you never know what comes.
And just give us a description of the Yarra Yarns. What exactly did you do on that project?
Yeah, so Yarra Yarns is a social change project that shares Australian First Nations stories, otherwise known as Yarns, for inspiration, motivation, education, empowerment, and reconciliation. So basically, we went out and interviewed community members that, like anywhere from elders, leaders, educators, role models, influencers, achievers, motivated community members. They just went out, got their yarn and a hope to inspire not only other people, but also change mindsets and community, because you always hear bad news, you know, on the news and that.
Exactly.
We want to change that to get those positive stories out.
Yes. Well, you hear any news when you wake up in the morning and they say, good morning, last good thing they tell you. So it's good to have some good yarns.
That's too, mate. Yeah.
No, fantastic. Well, congratulations. So nominations closing shortly for 2023 Queensland Reconciliation Awards. So again, how do people apply, please, Adam?
Yeah, jump online, www.qld.gov.au/reconciliation.
All right, fantastic. And with that, thank you very much for your yarn, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon. And all the best for 2023.
Sounds great. You too, mate.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. That's Adam Frew, Yarra Yarns Project Partnership, category winner for the Reconciliation Awards last year. So nominations closing shortly for 2023. So pen to paper, put your application in. No matter how small your project, if it's about building bridges, reconciliation, and communicating with people across the board, then do it. So have your say in Yarra Strong. Big shout out to Yarraba, and we'll be joining you guys over there on Thursday, Survival Day, and always was, always will be. And over there at the gathering, there'll be fishing comps and traditional dances, sand castles, Kona husking, best damper, food stalls. Bummer Bibber will be over there doing outdoor broadcasts, live entertainment, community stalls, and much more. So do check that from 8:30 a.m. On the 26th, right through the whole day. So do check that out, your mob. And with that, let's go to BC, Barry Cedric. Where are you from, my brother, Daily Track? And wish him and his lovely lady a happy 13th wedding anniversary. Too deadly. Barry Cedric, enjoy.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to the Bayan. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us Abos, and we'll stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? Me you call him Kungai, Kungai from Yoruba where my people reside. Where you from, my brother?
Yeah, Deadly Track there. Where are you from, my brother, Barry Cedric? Thank you very much. BC, hope you're well, and happy anniversary. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning up strong here is Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, your mob? And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this deadly country of ours, Deadly Black Network. Yeah, we're coming up to Survival Day, another day of, as you say, depression, motivation. Either way, where you want to look at it, still in the fight as First Nation people, always was, always will be. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother, Indigenous activist. We have Wayne Coco Wharton on the line and talk about this space. My brother, Coco, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Good to hear your voice. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, brother.
Yeah, but I'm Dreamer Man from Cullamulla, southwest Queensland, Murray.
Yes.
And but been around the country, know a lot of countrymen across the state.
True, my brother, true. Here we are coming up to 26th January, Survival Day, last day of freedom on 25th. Tell us your thoughts and where we're at. Here we are, 2023, brother.
Yeah, well, it's just a big hello and congratulations, everybody, for staying alive and getting through everything. But it's appropriate. The like to say that tomorrow being the last day of freedom, the 25th.
Yes.
Because that's what people have got to understand, what, you know, what we're actually losing, what we give up, what we give up to be a part of the broader society, you know, if we choose to. But like myself and many other people, we maintain that we're not Australians.
Yes.
That we will never be Australians, and that we'll maintain our freedom and our sovereignty.
And what's your thought with build a bridge, get over it, mate? You're carrying it like luggage, you know. You're carrying it like luggage. Cut the cut the straps off the knapsack, knapsack. You're carrying it all like luggage.
Yeah, we don't even have a thought just here. I don't even have a thought for that, Trevor.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
What do you say to things like that? What do you say to things like that?
So you reckon the powerful vehicle we could use at this point in time, voice to Parliament? What's your thought on that?
Well, I think it's important in that what we've got is understand what the exercise is at the present, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the exercise at the present has been constitutional change.
Yes.
Now, it's been something that people right back to 1938, you know, right back to people, Fernando and other people, but they've all wanted constitutional change and our rights looked after in the Constitution. Mm. But what we're going, I think we've got the horse before the cart at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think it should be that we look at our rights, you know, a treaty. We look at a treaty before a voice, and we look at the voice becoming a part of the treaty. And it gets delivered that way. But I think the biggest question is where does our freedom leave us? Where do we sit as free people?
Mm.
And how much of that freedom are we going to give away to become a part of their constitution?
Yes.
If you have a look at it, and if you have a look at the exercises, and you look pretty thoroughly over the exercises in 1967, and if you have a look at the 1948 exercises, in 48 we were given the vote, and that's the same time that every person, that white or black, was given the vote.
Yes.
And that's when we broke away from that the British being citizens of the British Empire, and we became citizens of Australia.
Mm. And but that was all Australians, black and white, as you said.
Yeah, that's right, and that was in 48. And so if we look at what we're going through at the moment, I think it's about freedom, but I think more directly, I think Noel Pearson and the rest of them have got it wrong. And the academics, and not trying to build a bloody industry for themselves. And what they should be looking at is our first law of any of us around this country is that we're taught when we're young fellas is that we don't start talking on other people's country.
Mm.
That if we don't respect our own law and we don't
Exactly. Well, when we're talking about another man's country, well, that's exactly right, you know. When you're on another man's country, respect, and we're talking about 230-odd tribal people here, when you go to another man's country, that word of respect, and you can't talk for them if you ain't going to talk to them.
And if you remember what we did in 92, we actually put sovereignty on the lips of every black fellow in Australia by setting the embassy up back again in Canberra.
Mm.
And now that we've got all the embassies around the country, that word sovereignty is what you're dealing with. When you deal as a free man, you deal as a sovereign man or woman, and it's what you want to give away.
Yes.
And the treaty is signed between two sovereigns. It's signed between... And if there has to be 250 to 300 treaties to answer the question of occupation of this continent, well, so be it.
Well, so be it. Exactly, exactly.
Should go.
Well, I was just going to say it was John Howard that said that you cannot do a treaty to yourself, on yourself. Well, the entity is the tribal people, 230-odd tribal people.
Who was with John Howard when he put his 10-player plan. Mm. It was Noel Pearson.
Yeah.
And the Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven.
They sold us out. They rode into town. They got all the Keating's things, threw Keating's stuff out, jumped into bed, and John Howard, and watered down Mabo's decision to it was a piss week.
Mm. Yep, so we've got a lot of way to go. And it causes angst between blackfellas, doesn't it?
Well, but now this is the same person. But it caused a lot of damage, mate. A lot of, and we're still recovering.
Mm.
And you know that what Native Title has done to many of the families up there throughout the Cape,
sure.
on Moore Island, on the other islands up there. We know what it's done.
Mm.
And that was designed by the you know, John Howard and the Duttons and the National Party, the right wing of this country, believe nothing but denial. They were the ones that embedded the White Australian policy. They were the ones that designed and the Terra Nullius doctrine, and they're the ones that hold to the House of Windsor.
Mm.
And these are the people that every time that something comes up to do with the proper occupation of this country, they're the people that bring up the Terra Nullius bloody reformer and turn it into a race debate and destroy it from any sort of common sense. And that's what we're on about in this one. They've taken the constitutional and constitution and they've taken the constitution and they've turned it into a racial debate and already swung it towards what's happening in Alice Springs with blackfellas out there.
Yes. And when you look at the voice to Parliament, still in all, we've got no treaty in this country. And as a First Nation country here in the world, it's the only First World country that doesn't have a treaty with its First Nation people. So we are still a long way to go.
I believe with the process of what Albanese is trying to do, which is constitutional recognition.
Okay.
But I would like to see the question be that... I'd like to see the 19 million non-Aboriginal people, non-First Nations people, vote on a referendum to have a treaty.
Mm.
And once they give the authority to the Crown, I believe 19 billion people would support a treaty.
Yes.
And would go to the question of a treaty and then instruct the Commonwealth to go ahead and implement the treaties between First Nations people, whether they're 250 or 300.
And would you see a treaty, a different contract, a different conversation with the different tribal people? Or would it be all one treaty as such?
I'd see a national voice being a major part of it.
Okay, yes. All right, way to go. Yep. So you're saying voice to Australia is the horse, is the cart before the horse? Horse before the cart,
yeah.
Yeah,
the only way that we can do this is to convince Albanese, right, that he's on the right track.
Yes.
And that he should have it, we should get together and we should be telling to him that we want a voice, we want a treaty before voice.
Mm.
And I think every blackfella in this country that believes in sovereignty and believes in freedom should be demanding that.
Mm. Well, Pearson is saying that it'll be a lost opportunity if we don't have a voice to Parliament.
It's a lost opportunity if we don't have a referendum on a treaty.
Yeah, true. Exactly. So still a lot of...
What the referendum on a treaty, on a referendum is doing is confusing not only white fellas, but it's confusing a lot of black fellas, and it's opened the gate for the redneck liberals like Dutton and the National Party to turn it into a race debate.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yes, yes.
The treaty question doesn't allow for that.
Yep, exactly. But there's a bit of fear on the other end of the other side of the coin when you're talking about non-Indigenous people who are scared of the unknown. What does the voice do? Do they have a power in rights to, take back land, take back businesses, take back houses?
Trevor, I don't even want to go into talking about it. I don't even talk about it.
Sure, thank you. Thank you.
What I'm trying to do and what many other blackfellas around the country are trying to do is to convince Albanese that he should be having a referendum. He should have constitutional change.
Yes.
And it should be about a treaty.
Yeah, exactly. That's the bottom line. It
and
is.
People want to question the treaty. Well, there's no questioning of the treaty, is there? There was
exactly.
a war. There was genocide. There was dispossession. And all those things have to be, and there's due processes that they adopted after the Second World War, after the Korean War, after every war and every conflict, the Vietnam War, where they had to stand up and have international treaties.
And there was a war in this country too.
Well, that's what
Frontier
they're denying.
War. Exactly, denying, exactly.
The Dutton's and the National Party do, and the right-wingers do. They deny and they defer and they turn it into a racial debate.
Well, when there's a war between guns and spears, that's probably not a war.
Oh, it's a war. It was a war.
Exactly.
It was a war of dispossession. And my great-great-grandfather were killing them.
Yep. I hear you, brother.
They were killing white fellas when they come into their country.
Yep. Exactly.
And I'm proud to say that they were my old people.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. What are you doing for the Survival Day, my brother?
Oh, the big march down here, big day.
Brisbane, yep.
But one thing, I'm just about to go into a meeting on the youth justice at the moment.
Okay.
And they're turning this issue into a racial thing about our kids, our youth. And I think, you know, the Townsville and Mount Isa and the other ones, I think, you know, that this government here, the Queensland government's got a lot, you know, building more detention centres and more jails isn't the solution to a lot of our kids' problems.
Mm. Yeah, well, youth crime is climbing. So if not detentions...
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yep.
Yeah.
No, Coco, you hear me? They're cutting us off, Coco. Yeah, brother. That's Coco. I'll try and get him back. That's Coco Wharton, Indigenous activist, and he's fight for our existence as black people. And there should be not so much voice to Parliament, but there should be treaty. And that's what he pushes. And he's talking about Survival Day in Brisbane, what's happening down there. And he's working also with Youth Justice. We're arguing with Youth Justice regarding crime, youth crime. So we just finished off that conversation. We'll try and get him back. But have your say. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. And otherwise, you can text the brother as well. And that's 045-714-0550. You can voice your opinion that way. I think we got Coco back online there. You there, Coco?
Yeah, mate, sorry about that.
All good. All good. So I'm just saying, my brother, so Youth Justice, what hat you wear? You're in a meeting there. Detention is not, bullying more detention is not a way.
You've seen what Dutton's tried to do with it over in Alice Springs.
Mm.
You know, turning into a racial discussion, racial debate, and which we're... Palaszczuk here, where we found the Palaszczuk is that, you know, she wants to go ahead and build more bloody detention centres and incarcerate more people. And I think just at the moment, brother, I don't know up there in Cairns and that, but down here in the southeast corner, we've got over 60 young people below 15 locked up in watch houses.
Sure, yeah, exactly. And look, when you're talking detention, that's a lot of money taxpayers got to pay, and it costs about something like $100,000 to $150,000 to have one person in jail for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You there? No, I lost you again. Oh, sorry, Coco. Yeah, lost you there, my brother. But he's also about to go into a meeting regarding the youth justice. He's fighting that cause as well. Have your say, Jan Upstrong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And we've got Survival Day happening very soon. And here's a track, AB Original, for January 26th. Do enjoy.
You can call it what you want. No, it just don't mean a thing.
How's it going, homie?
You can come and wave your flag, but it don't mean a thing to me. No, it just don't mean a thing.
How's it going, homie?
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
How's it going, homie?
You can come and wave your flag, but it don't mean a thing to me. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Oh, damn, homie.
They said, hey, Briggs, pick a date.
Okay.
You know what, we can celebrate.
For sure.
but we can come together, yeah. Talk about the weather, call that Australia Day. I said, how about March 8th?
That's a good one.
And we can do it on your nan's grave. We can piss up, piss on her face, get lit up and burn out like Mark Skate. The screaming love or the leave it, I got more reason to be a riff, you can believe it. Once the loot are constitutional, who's underneath it? Turn that flag to a noose, put a cease to your breathing. I can't get on my whip, I get a ticket for that. I get a DWB, and that's a drive in my split. I turn the other cheek, I get a knife on my back. And I tell them it hurts, they say I overreact. So off that.
Celebrate the heretic anytime outside Jan 26. That's the day for them suckers doing that sucker dish. That's that land taking, flag waving attitude. Got this new Captain Cook dance to show you how to move. How you wanna raise a flag with a rifle that make us wanna celebrate anything but survival? Nah, you watching telly for The Bachelor, but wouldn't read a book about a offload of massacres. I remember all the blood of my characters. They remember 20 recipes for lamingtons. Yeah, their ancestors got a boat ride. Both minds saw them coming until they both died. I'm celebrating days made of misery. Why I still got the black history. And that shirt will get you banned from the parliament. If you ain't having the conversation, well then we starting it.
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing. You can come and wave your flag, but it don't mean a thing to me. No, it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Yeah, January 26th, AB Original here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Sim, 2012 Murray from the Curry. And I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob. We're going to catch up with Yarn now. We've got Kenny Bedford on the line. Kenny, very good morning. How are you, brother? You there? Can you hear me? Kenny? Yeah, talk to me. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Kenny Bedford. Talk to me, brother. Call back. Must be a bad line. Kenny, call me back. Having your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And look, yeah, we're here celebrating January 26th. When you talk about celebrating January 26th, we call it Survival Day as a First Nation people. The last day of freedom on the 25th is when the white sails came to this country, took over the country. Terra Nullius, no, there were people here, alive and well, always was, always will be. And there's the debate, so to speak, you know. A lot of non-Indigenous people feel that we need to build a bridge, get over it. And a lot of non-Indigenous brothers and sisters support us in that act. Change the date is what we're talking about, you know, change the date of celebration. Let's pick a day where we can all celebrate together. If you look at 26, like I said, is when the white sails came here, took over the country. So celebrate that day. But that's when First Nation people lost their freedom, lost their lands. So there it is. Have your say. Debate there. All ears here. We'll try again with Kenny Bedford. See if he's online. Kenny, are you there?
Bella.
Hey, can you hear me, Bella? Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good, good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from. Kenny Bedford?
Are we on air?
Yes, we are, brother. Yes, I don't swear.
Hello, everybody out there. It's Kenny Bedford. I'm from Erub. I'm from the Mayram tribe of Erub in the northeast of the Torres Strait. Mm. And I live and work mostly from the Gimoy here, and my respect to traditional owners of this place.
Lovely, beautiful.
Thank you, Bala.
Now, what are you going to yarn about, bro?
Oh, look, I was just picking up a little bit of the conversation you were having earlier when I was in one of the shops there. It was good to hear BBM on the radio.
Oh, good. Lovely.
And I was just a little bit worried about some of the information that was going out that wasn't necessarily accurate. That's around this very important opportunity we've got as a nation.
As a voice to Parliament?
Yeah, and as Indigenous people, about the voice to Parliament. And I guess I wanted to share some of the facts around that.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, go ahead, please.
The first thing I'll say is that we have never ceded our sovereignty, my brother.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters out there, we've never ceded it. And by amending the Constitution, that doesn't change our sovereignty one iota.
Yes.
We will still be a sovereign peoples, and treaties are still something that can happen.
But with the changing of the Constitution, it just acknowledges us and recognises us, where it doesn't
well,
at the moment.
And it was really important what was said there in that last conversation, and I'm sorry I didn't catch it at the start.
Wayne Wharton, Coco, yep. Indigenous activist.
Yeah, deadly.
Mm.
And he pointed out rightly that this argument about being recognised goes a long, long way back, over 100 years now. And people have been doing it. You know, we've had letters, we've had petitions, we've had the Barunga Statement, we've had treaty petitions that have gone to government. The big difference here is, after all of those attempts, and over at least the last decade, the last 10 years and more, since the time of John Howard, we've been talking about how we recognise our people. Well, all of those different consultations and reports and messages that have come back from our people, our tribes, our nations across this country, is that, yeah, recognition would be good, but we just don't want something symbolic. We know we've been here. You missed the boat 100 years ago. If you're going to put us in your constitution, make sure there's something meaningful alongside it.
Yes.
And that's where the voice comes in, because people have said, recognise us in the constitution, but guarantee us an ability to give advice about those laws and legislation that affect us. That's the big gain we get from this. So we lose nothing about our sovereignty.
Sure.
Treaties can still happen. In fact, they're rolling out. And, you know, the argument about we need treaties first, well, actually, a voice can happen now. The only reason it hasn't happened in 5 years is because the government hasn't given us the chance.
Sure. So having a voice to Parliament is a powerful, ingredient for a treaty down the track.
Well, it's something we can do right now to bring practical change, because that gap's getting bigger that people talk about, particularly around incarceration, health, things that need immediate attention, because the government, the people who don't know what goes on in our communities are making decisions on our behalf.
Exactly, and there's no black voice at the table.
People on the ground have a chance to say what's happening and be part of the advice that goes to government.
Yep.
Now, these aren't the same usual suspects we all, you know, see on TV or whatever.
Yeah.
You look at the report, the Calmer, and what's his name? Anyway, the report, the co-design report that came out of Ken White's government last year, it states clearly in there that Aboriginal people want to elect their representatives on the voice.
Yes.
So that's the detail they're all looking for, but the detail's not the important thing. It's getting the voice protected in the Constitution so they can't pull it down like they did to ATSIC.
Mm.
That's the big difference. When it's in the Constitution, the only way you can change it is to go through another referendum. So
it's a solid platform, isn't it?
Yeah, families and communities to understand how important that is.
Mm.
Because if we lose this opportunity, we won't get it again.
Yeah, sure.
Treaties may still happen. They take a long time. This is an immediate practical change we can have today, or come election, or come on referendum day, that will not only benefit us, but will benefit our nation. It will be a strong demonstration, because it's Australians. It's all of us. It's not
there's no sight of it. There's no sight of a treaty. So the voice to Parliament is the next best thing at this point in time.
Well, we've got signs of treaties. They're happening, my brother.
Yes.
They're happening in Victoria. They're happening in Queensland. They're going, but these things take a long time.
Mm.
They're negotiating things. They're agreement-making. So, you know, if you look back, history tell us we don't agree very much.
Mm.
So these things have to be worked out carefully. They're not rushed.
Sure.
A practical voice that can advise on policy today will make a difference in the lives of people out there. And that's what we need to be understanding, and really don't fear that we're losing anything when it comes to sovereignty. And we now have to keep pressure on after this to make sure, you know, we can elect the people, and we've got the right people sitting in that voice. It's a It's an improvement.
You say it takes time, and then black people say, well, when they put the flag up, when they claimed came to this country, wasn't much time there. They took over the country, you know, fought their way through it.
And the voice, as you say, will help give advice to treaty making.
Yes.
So these are three steps that came out of the Uluru Statement from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Voice, treaty, truth. So truth-telling is still happening. Well, it's happening. Treaties are happening. This is our chance to secure the voice.
Are you confident? How do you feel? Are you confident, Kenny? Do you see a voice to Parliament is going to go ahead?
Oh, well, this is up to the Australian people,
yes.
All of us. And, you know,
some non-Indigenous people are threatened by it.
Yeah, we really need to make sure people are getting the right information, and that's why it's important we talk about it like this.
Yes.
That we dispel some of the myths that are out there, and that we all play a role and responsibility in making sure that we raise awareness and educate people about this.
Beautiful. Yep.
Because it's not a decision of the government, it's a decision of the Australian people.
And exactly.
The Australian people can demonstrate that they're working with us. This is a step in the right direction in people embracing our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country and demonstrating the importance.
A lot of black people put it to the Australian people.
The identity, the role it plays in the identity of the modern nation, but also will bring that obvious benefit to improving the lives of our peoples out there. That's what's ahead of us.
Yes.
Come referendum.
Yeah, there's a lot of black people feel that if you put it to the Australian people, you could say 65% of people, non-Indigenous, are against it. So it may not come through. Majority rules.
Look, we've got through polling, through the rat barometers, through a number of really credible sources, that the majority of people support this.
Okay.
We've got that.
We could have a win then.
Through the reports and stuff, that 80 to 90% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people support.
Yes.
Recognition with the voice.
Yes.
Minority of people do not support it, but are getting a lot of attention, as you'd expect, because
and getting educated.
I like that.
Yep.
Not BBM, of course, but part of this deadly program is to get the views out there and for people to be able to express what's happening. And I just want to be able to share some of that today. But
beautiful.
The polls and feedback and from people themselves is their support for this, even for the majority of Australians. We need to get those ones who aren't quite
up to speed.
But a lot of the voters, if they understand what's going on,
exactly
what it is.
Beautiful.
It's something we've been looking for recognition for a long time. It's got a valuable improvement to the way that we can shape the policies and legislation that affect us. And it's only part and parcel of a number of things that are going out to recognise that we were here first and to reinforce the value of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this modern nation.
All right, brother. Thank you very much for your call, my brother. And it's great that you're using this medium. Great to have the conversation and educate the people of the world about the facts. And thank you very much for your yarn.
Thank you, my brother.
Take care, my brother. All the best. Yo. Beautiful yarn. That's Kenny Bedford. And he's in the fight for voice to Parliament. And he feels though it's a powerful voice, a powerful tool, and a next step towards a treaty, which is what all First Nation people are pushing for in this country. And it's also a way of educating the people, non-Indigenous as well, in regard to our fight and the existence of it, and to have no fear in what we're doing in regarding our existence as First Nation people. Add to the conversation. Tell us your thoughts. Have your say. We've got about 40 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Aye, aye.
Yeah, Too Deadly, beautiful voice of Alverina Johnson featuring Little BJ, Survival Day. And with that, we do have the sister on the line. Alverina, very good morning. How are you?
Great. Good morning, Trevor. How are you going?
You're singing to me. Now you're talking to me. You're Too Deadly. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
From Yarrabah. Yes. My mob, Kungandji.
Yes.
And also Yidinji.
All right, beautiful. Yes, beautiful. Wallabara Yidinji. Thank you very much. And look, thank you for coming to the program. We're coming to join your mob at Yarrabah for Survival Day on Thursday. Always was, always will be. Can you give us a bit of information about the Deadly Day?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's going to be a good day. We're hoping for good weather, but rain, hail or sunshine, we normally turn up anyway.
Yes.
You know, for our own Yarrabah way of enjoying the day. And we normally have, you know, cultural activities happening, damper making, murals in the sand, fishing competition. Yeah, we've got live band happening as well, music, stalls, and, you know, if there's anyone else that wanted to put in a stall, they can contact Bernie at the Yarrabah Council as well.
And it's all open for the for all in the community, black and white. Come and join us at Yarrabah for Survival Day celebration.
For anyone.
Yes, beautiful.
Yarrabah, if you're not from Yarrabah, if you just want to come and, you know, looking for something to do on Survival Day or Australia Day, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is for you.
For whatever it is for you. That's a good description. Thank you, sister.
Yeah, whatever it is for you. But come and join us and we'll show you how we do things Yarrabah way.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. And look, with that, live entertainment, who are we talking live entertainment, sister?
Well, we've got Barry Cedric and, you know, Daniel and band. We've got Hilary Harris and the band, Black Caribbean.
Yes.
Also got Sister Trio. That's so that's with Marindi Schreiber, myself, and a couple of other visiting guests. So
good.
Yeah, we're just and you know a couple of local artists as well. So we're just out to have a good day.
Well, we do that and celebrate and normalize, and we still call it well Survival Day because we are still surviving as in black people in this country, aren't we?
Yarrabah mob call it Survival Day, and it's all about celebrating the fact that we are still here. We did, we have survived. We can, you know, we still are a sovereign people, and we still practice, you know, our culture.
Yes.
And, it's just a good, beautiful family day that we have every year down by the front, and it's just our way of just saying, you know, to the world or whoever that we're still here and this is we're celebrating the fact that we're still here.
Strong, brother. Strong, strong. All our brothers and sisters, very strong. Thank you, my sister. Well, looking forward to it. BBM will be over there for the outdoor broadcast as well. So you'll hear yarns with us, from us, via Yarrabah for Survival Day. Always was, always will be. Thank you very much for the yarn. In the art world, the business world, how are you travelling in that space, my sister?
Oh, yeah. No, it's been a full-on few years and got a few exciting things happening this year again. So, yeah, just looking forward to, you know, just keep pushing boundaries and just keep telling my story in whatever format that comes. So, exciting.
Deadly, sister. Just quickly, cap on, you had a beautiful contract with a clothes company or with a retail outlet. Tell us that picture, please. Paint that picture.
Yes, I have a three-year contract with Taking Shape Clothing.
Taking Shape Clothing. Company. Yes, congratulations.
You know, they're based in the Myer stores around the country. So we will have our second the second collection.
Good.
This year coming out, the new one, in March, April, I think it is.
Deadly.
And so we probably will have a launch for that as well. So, yeah, looking forward to the launch of the new collection, Alverina Johnson collection with Taking Shape.
Now, that's deadly. Congratulations there, my sister. A true business entrepreneur you are and fantastic leading the way for your people. And thank you very much for the yarn. Looking forward to seeing your mob Survival Day at Yarri.
Yeah, thank you, Trev. We'll see you all there.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Beautiful yarn there. Alverina Johnson having her say, giving us the description of Survival Day over at Yarrabah. Always was, always will be. Celebrating on January 26th. So all welcome, black or white. Come along and join us over at Yarrabah for that deadly conversation. We're going to catch up, have a quick yarn again with Coco. Coco, you there, brother?
Yeah, still here.
Yeah, got you, brother. Lost you, but come back. Thank you, yes. And yeah. So you're talking about the youth justice.
Area that they're making a political football out of their kids.
I was just going to say, my brother, for building more detention, to have an individual in jail for a year, that costs taxpayers about $150,000 a year. We could use that money in regards to motivating or inspiring or paint a picture or guide and supporting that young person rather than in jail.
Well, we've got the Justice Department has got justice groups across the state now, and we should be funding those justice groups to take control of programs that are best suited for our young people.
Okay.
You know, what people, there's just as many non-Aboriginal people out there committing these crimes as Aboriginal, but the Dutton and the government and their departments are making this into a racial issue. I just want to remind people how young people grew up and how I grew up feeling under occupation, that they robbed of my inheritance, robbed of my country, robbed of my freedom. And when I was a young boy, below 15, I was very angry and didn't like white people, you know, and I had very little respect for white people. I think that's something that's played out across the state, brother.
Yeah, okay, yes, yes.
And if you ask why our young people do this stuff and why they carry on, then you ask yourself, what would you do if your inheritance was stolen? What would you do if your freedom was stolen? What would you do if your parents were dispossessed?
Yeah, exactly.
How would you behave?
So detention is not the way, is it?
You there, mate?
Yeah. Coco, lost you again. You there? Can you hear me? Coco, bad line. Nah, lost you there, Coco.
You there? You there?
Again, one more time. I'm here. Yeah,
hello?
Brother. Yep. Coco? No,
hello?
No good. No good. Sorry, Coco, if you want to squeeze in the call again. I've got 5 minutes left on the program, but I hear what you're saying, young people, to what has happened to our race. I'm 56 year old, and look, I still carry the pain of stolen generation. My grandmother was, and taken away and put on Palm Island. So we carry the hurt, and it's generational trauma. And as Coco just saying, they need to understand that. But at the same time, youth crime is a problem, and so we need to invest in our young ones, finance, what have you, but about our vision, about the education system, I feel, though, needs to change. Things don't change if things don't change. And it's the same education curriculum. It's got to be more flexible for not all students are going to go to university, not all students want to go to university. So there's got to be a different format in regard to the education system. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? But look, it has come to a time where Trendy Trev got to sign off. Coco, if you're listening, brother, continue the yarn tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And for anybody who wants to talk about that topic as well, we're talking Survival Day, we're talking about treaty, but any topic, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, voice for our people, but open for all conversation and all people to join us in those conversations. So it's come to time where Trendy signs off. Trendy Trev, thank you very much for your company, you mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily program, National Talk Black, and also be over at Yarrabah on Thursday for Survival Day outdoor broadcast. Looking forward to seeing you mob over at Yarri. Too deadly. Trendy Trev sign off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon. Got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.